This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
All right, every morning we start and end the show with little victories. And today, I feel like you should really be seeing my little victory in person. You saw it at the toy drive the other day, but boom!
Oh, snap.
These North Face boots I forgot I bought on clearance in the summer.
Oh,
and I've
snap.
Never been happier to have them now that it's freezing outside. Woo!
Yo, I feel you on that.
I forgot I bought them in the summer. Best purchase ever on clearance.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot about them. I'm so happy I have them.
I ain't counting your pockets, but how much you pay for them?
Ooh,
how much you pay for them? Because North Face boots.
It was something crazy, like $30. Ooh. And they were like a hundy and something. I got them on clearance. Yeah. It was hard not to buy
them. You caught them for like 80% off.
I didn't even care what they look like on me.
Nah, for 80% off, it don't matter.
So I knew they were going to keep me warm because brands do matter sometimes. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, those look clean though. Black on black. I see you. I didn't even notice those at the toy drive. I ain't going to lie. They're inconspicuous.
That's right. They look like boots.
They're boots.
So that's my little victory is the boots I got on clearance. And now that it's freezing, I have them. What about you?
Look at you over there, new boo goofing. New boo goofing.
I mean, was that the first snow yesterday, technically?
No. Technically, it was like the third at this rate, man.
Fine. What's your little victory?
Well, funny, because mine is also winter related. I ain't gonna lie.
What is this have here?
I am so gracious that Bango made this half-court shot yesterday, because now that meant
you're
that
grateful, not gracious. You said I'm gracious.
No, I'm gracious about it. I said what I said.
Wait, what is it? What is this?
It's a new little knit hat that I'm grateful for this morning.
Because freezing.
Because it's freezing outside, and my head and ears were nice and toasty.
This Bucks hat is dope.
Look at the lining.
This is so
Look
nice.
At inside lining. Yeah.
Oh, it's like double sided hat.
Double line, baby. Those are the hats.
To wear.
Little victories that I'm glad Bengo made that half court last night, because that meant I got a hat today.
So wait, when he made the half court shot at the Bucks game, everybody got one?
Not for the free. They were $15 at the pro shop for the rest of the game. These are like $39.
Oh, so they were like discounted.
He plugged Pfizer for him.
I didn't know that. That's a cool idea to give discounts at the pro shop when they... That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Bengals got to make the shot, though.
They were probably like, oh, shoot, Bengal made the shot.
Uh-oh. The pro shop is flooding.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I love that little victory, and go Bango. All right. Well, the question of the day is coming up next.
Okay.
Don't forget that we have tickets to see Megan Thee Stallion at 7:45 this morning.
Who forgot? Not me.
And all of my favorite things are up right now on 1037kissfm.com. We're very proud of them this year. It includes an overnight stay at Pottawatomie, a facial from a loom, tickets to the fair, and a zoo pass. Go win them now. Kiss.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, the irony in the question of the day today between DZ and I, because yesterday after the show, DZ and I had a meeting with a super important person in the company.
Very important meeting.
And when we were in the meeting, I was talking a lot. And at the end, the guy who was running the meeting goes, DZ, why are you so quiet?
And I go,
because I'm a listener.
How I am. You know, when I'm not talking talk time, and with something like this, it's game time. I'm listening, and I'm kind of stoic when you see me. And unless you hear me, you think I might not be a pleasant person. I'm sorry. My bad, dog.
Well, the question of the day is, are you a listener or a speaker? And how perfect after how we got called out in that meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was like, DZ's just listening. What do you mean he's not quiet?
This is just how I am. You don't know me yet, my boy.
How can anyone get an edge word in edge a word in edgewise with me anyway?
That too.
So the question of the day is, are you a listener or a speaker? I do want to say that I wish I could be a better listener sometimes, because you see it where I don't hear a thing said to me and I turn and go, wait, what'd you just say, DZ? And you know I wasn't listening.
Oh, we've been in active conversations where you're responding back and I know you're not listening. Yeah.
And then later I go, wait, what
was that again?
Because I'm typing an email and I go, wait, what did you just say?
Allie, for the show, for the fourth time, write it down this time.
So I have an issue. I mean, I like to talk, clearly.
Yeah, well, obviously we both like to talk.
Yeah, and I need to just listen more.
Yeah.
But you're a good listener. You are a good listener, though.
Honestly, if we're talking about being out and about, experiencing the world, right? I like to observe, I like to listen, I like to learn. So
yes.
When it's not my talk time, because think, I talk here.
Yeah.
I talk with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I talk at home.
You talk a lot?
I talk a lot.
You yell at kids?
Yeah. So it's like, I never stop yelling throughout my
day. That's true.
So when I get the chance to just listen, I actually love that.
You know what I love about you listening?
Mm.
I have how I love you about that you listen, is that you're not just listening, you're actually taking it in and receiving it and giving feedback when it's necessary.
Yep.
I've been around people that listen. I've been around people on the show previously who were quiet that listened, who could care less what I was talking about. Even when you're listening, you care what I'm talking about, DZ. And there's people that are introverts who don't want to have any kind of small talk like you and I do.
That's fine.
And you and I could talk about anything all day, right?
Anytime.
So I appreciate that you're not just a listener, you actually are actively listening. There's a lot of people who listen, who are listeners, who really are just listening to pacify people. Does that make sense?
Wait, what'd you say?
You know what, I hate you so much.
Fact that you just didn't even
I hate you so much. 414-533-1037. I hate you so much right now.
You love me.
You're right. Are you a listener or are you a speaker? Are you a talker or a listener? Somebody just texted in and said, this is Angie in Lake Geneva. Angie, you need to stop being a stranger.
Where you been?
She was texting in about little victories in her boots. We miss you, Angie. Somebody else texted in and said, I'm a listener, so I don't have to speak. And I tend to have social anxiety and worry about trying to say things perfectly, because nothing's perfect when you say something from your mouth.
Oh, Lord, the way I feel that in my bones.
So listening is always easy. That's Carl and Indy, your kindred spirit.
Man, my Greepo gang. Greepo gang.
Listening on the Odyssey app. That's our boy. All right. Are you a listener or a talker? 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Man, I love it when you guys send us voice messages on the app. I was having a good time going through them. You can also text us, of course, and tell us what your thoughts are. But let's just get into the callers. It's, are you a listener or are you a talker?
Yeah. You the mouth or you the ears?
I think we know where I fall. DZ's a good listener, but you're entertaining when you talk, so you can talk as much as you want, DZ.
Weba. Thank you.
Tiffany's in Racine. Let's pull her up. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Should we talk or listen?
What's up? No, we're going to listen to her.
My instinct is usually to be a talker, so I actually try to make a conscious effort to listen and ask questions.
Okay. Now, Tiffany, let me ask you a question. Is it because you don't like the void of space when people aren't talking? You feel like it gets awkward? Or you just like to make conversation?
Well, I mean, like, I'm a teacher, so it is definitely very awkward when you're trying to, like, teach a class and nobody's talking.
Yeah.
The skill that you have to develop is, like, kind of filling the
time. Yeah. And now it's just natural for you because you're a teacher and you're in mode.
Uh-huh. Tiffany, thank you. We appreciate you. You have a great day.
Can I say happy birthday to my husband?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's your husband.
Okay.
I just did.
Happy birthday, husband. Bye, Tiffany.
Ange texted and said, I'm both. I have selective listening for certain people. Okay. Received. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha. I want to pull him up quick because he's on day three of trying to get a theme song in this show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Morning, Wepa. Nick, you on the way. We believe in you.
Are you a talker or a listener, Nick?
I only listen really when I'm mad. So I'm more of a talker.
Okay. Wait, why do you only really listen when you're mad? Yeah, you know that's the opposite of most people.
I'm the opposite.
I don't listen when I'm mad.
Like, when you piss me off, it's on.
Oh,
dude.
It's a wrap. Ears
gone.
Well,
because I want to hear what everybody has to say. You know what I mean? If somebody's going to say something I'm just saying. I mean,
he said, I got to make sure you ain't out of pocket. And I got to make sure my hands don't got to come out of pockets, okay?
He's like, I don't want to miss anything when we get into it.
Nick, you're a fool.
All right, Nick, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, all right?
All right, guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Janessa's in Janesville. Let's go to her. Hi, Janessa.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Are you a talker or a listener?
I'm going to say both.
No,
I'm hard
nope,
of hearing.
Nope.
She was I'm hard of hearing. No, go ahead, Janessa.
For real, though.
Okay. Well, for real, I'm going to say a listener.
Okay. Is it truly, are you truly hard of hearing? And is that why?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, so you struggle sometimes to hear things and people don't understand. They take these senses for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We take being able to, not having to struggle to hear things. Like imagine when the radio's out and you're trying so hard to hear through the static. That's probably what Janessa feels like. You know?
Well, okay, so let me just quick tell y'all a story. Last night, speaking of hearing, my hearing pack wasn't on yet, right? And they were trying to give me
a check. Oh, for the Bucks.
Over at the Bucks, right?
For your microphone.
For my microphone.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I'm imagining you guys are in my brain.
I was like, what's a hearing pack? You have a hearing aid?
My IFB, you know, my in-ear feed so that they can talk to me while we're doing things on the court, right? For the Bucks. They were trying to talk to me, but it wasn't on yet. But I heard them whispering to me from across the court trying to talk to me, so I responded. And they went, wait, you heard that? So I take that for granted, and I just went, yeah, I got really good hearing. Nothing of it.
You have dog ears.
I have roof ears, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know how sensitive my ears are.
Can you hear me when I'm in the other studios talking about you?
I can hear you when you get out the car in the morning, Allie. What?
Shut up.
Bruh,
that's
Janessa,
amazing.
I can hear her. I can hear her getting out of her house.
He's like, oh, Allie didn't leave yet. She's leaving right now. Okay.
I hear the door slam. Allie's on the way.
Allie's on the way. Wow. Janessa, so I get it. So you're more of a listener just because you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know sign language, too.
So. Oh, you got a leg up. Will you teach me?
I can teach you the F word.
We all know that one.
Okay, Janessa, have a great day.
Bye, Janessa.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Babe in Hartford. You know, Michael.
Michael. I don't know if he gets Babe today.
His wife, Kathleen, called the other day, so and we yelled at Herb that he hasn't called in. So he said, I'm listening on the Odyssey app today. I'm back. And I was like, Mike, you can always listen on the Odyssey app. There's no excuse. Hi,
Michael.
Babe.
Michael.
Welcome back. You're off suspension.
And Allison.
Oh. You know what, Michael? It's on now.
Wow.
Listen, Michael Wallace.
Oh, trust me. That's why I haven't been calling in lately, is because I've been listening.
Look at him spinning it on us.
And I will say this, listening to you guys and switching between you guys and Christmas music.
Screw you. Hang up on
what?
Him. Bye.
Christmas music.
Yeah, we hate you. Bye. You know, people love to send us voice messages on the Odyssey app, and we are here for it.
All of it.
All of it. This morning, my little victory was that I remembered I had bought my North Face boots in the summer on clearance and mm-hmm. forgot about them till it got cold yesterday.
Needed them.
And then Danny in Oak Creek, this guy, left us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Listen to this.
Hey, Allie, I know you got those fancy North Face boots to keep your little toes a little toasty, but I'm running a little hot. Got to bust out on the pavement with my fancy Crocs.
This guy.
Gotta love the cold.
Danny, cannot wear Crocs when it's single digit. Stop. These Wisconsin guys with the Crocs Mr. and the
Wisconsin.
Shorts in the winter.
Mr. Wisconsin, for
that
real.
That's Danny to a T, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep, he's probably in a T-shirt, too. Yeah.
You can always leave us a voice message. Just download our free Odyssey app if you haven't yet. And right on the Listen Live page, if you go to Listen Live to 103.7 KISS FM, it says, send us a voice message. That comes directly to us.
Yeah, right. You think it's going to anybody else? No. We get to hear and we get to play them. You might just hear yourself mm-hmm. randomly.
I love it. So go ahead and send us one. You ready for What Would DZ Do?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on KISS FM.
What is the problem today, DZ? And are you going to screw them over or help them?
I guess that's TBD. To all be right. determined, right?
What is it?
Alyssa hit us up and said she got husband hand washing horrors.
Husband hand washing horrors? What does that mean?
My husband and I are both mid-30s with children. Now, let me start by saying I know we've all got our quote-unquote little quirks. Mm-hmm. Especially with little ones, life is hard enough to not just let some stuff go. But this quirk might have gone too far this time.
Oh, no.
So my husband, the other day, dipped his finger into my freshly made salsa. Immediately after coming out of the bathroom.
The horror!
Husband hand washing horrors.
Oh,
AKA
God.
The name. Yeah.
I'm going to throw up. Okay, so now?
Now he was in there for a minute, so I'm assuming he was sitting down.
He was doing a number two.
Now, I don't mind the taste test, and I wouldn't have had a problem if my husband would wash his hands after going to the restroom. But he don't.
Oh, God.
She says
and then
doesn't.
He came out
she says he says doesn't, but
he
I said don't.
And then he put his finger in the salsa. Oh,
says
God,
he doesn't wash his hands
disgusting.
At home. Some things you don't learn about someone until it's too late.
Oh.
She kind of defends him, I guess. She says to explain, my husband is convinced, all caps, that he only has to wash his hands if he's in a public place. And his logic is that since it's our house, it's our germs, and says it's
no, your germs, not our.
Unnecessary.
Okay. Says, you're your own person, guy, but okay.
She says, to be honest, I'm close to just believing this is completely normal and that I'm the crazy one for washing my hands at home.
He's lazy. His analogy makes no sense.
But
okay.
I'm refusing to cave, and maybe it's a me problem since I neurotically wash my hands constantly.
Unless you're in your house 24 hours a day, it doesn't matter what you do with the germs in your house because you're going to go out and get other ones, you dummy. I don't know what to tell you about that. Like, it doesn't matter.
She says, please give me some advice on how to approach this in a way that won't sound disgusting. Disgusted or demeaning.
Well, I'm too late. I already went off.
There's no way this is normal, right? Alyssa.
Well, I actually do think it's normal that a lot of people don't wash their hands, and I think we learned that during COVID. So I'm not even going to shame those people,
sure.
even though it's disgusting
sure.
a lot of the time. Let's talk about...
It's cultural for some, I gotta be honest. Yeah.
Fine, but like,
sure.
what would you do? Do you think this was okay, what this guy did?
There's
he
one...
put his finger in the salsa after he went to the bathroom and he didn't...
It's the thing that it really doesn't matter what you did in the restroom. Mm-hmm. You should probably wash up. We've all been culprits of just, you know, quick tinkle. And then you go ahead. But what's wrong with the little wipe? And then you wash. And then
well,
you go.
And you could always have, we could have this argument about mm-hmm. what you do or don't touch in the bathroom. And mm-hmm. women, while we touch is toilet paper, you guys touch other things. We don't even touch those things. You
the
should be washing
seats.
Your hands more than, you touch the toilet seat, you touch your privates, you touch all kinds of things. We just use toilet paper. We don't touch them like, so for me.
Well, speak for yourself. I don't know how everybody
okay, fine.
Wipes.
I don't know what guys do when they pee. I'm just assuming because I've watched my kids in the field, in the backyard.
You've watched
them
training?
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't be defending this, okay? The guy put his finger in the salsa, which had I known if he had washed or not, I would have been grossed out, if you want me to be quite honest.
Can
I be
honest?
Yeah, I think so.
If you're at home, if your hands are washed, if you're giving it the good old taste test, you know,
just your family.
It's kind of OG if it's just for the family. If it's just for the family.
Well, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I don't agree with you. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my dad does this when he cuts the turkey and it grosses me out. And I see, and I'm not, he washes his hands like crazy. I actually know my dad is a crazy hand washer.
So it's not the germs.
I grew up with him.
It's just nasty.
I watch him with his hands and he's like ripping it apart. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to see you touching my food like that.
Oh, he's one of the hand carvers?
Yes, dude.
Oh.
He cuts it and then he pulls and I'm like, I can't. So when I see someone touching my food like that, that's why this thing grosses me out a little.
It'd be different if he was scooping it for everybody into a bowl with his hands. That's different. If he's just giving it the old finger dip and a taste test, the old nooping.
You think that's okay?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's okay. But what I don't like is the fact that he doesn't wash at home because, I'm sorry, bacteria can create in any space. And you're sitting there, like you did say, touching random stuff. Say your kids come into the house and start touching things that you don't notice. Now, all of a sudden, you got what? E. coli on your hands?
You got little kid boogers.
Yeah, and you dipping your finger in the salsa?
Heidi from Grafton texted in. She said, oh, hell no. Nah. He would have lost his life. Call him out on that. It's never okay, family or not. Oh, Heidi says no.
How do you call your husband, a grown man, the partner you chose in life, the husband, the father of your children? How do you tell him after however many years?
The man you've been more intimate with than anyone on the planet.
And he's dipping his fingers in the salsa.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking I don't really have genuine help because if he's just going number one, whatever. You know, hit your hands with
With that logic. That logic sucks, DZ.
Hand sanitizer, whatever.
414-533-1037. Do you agree with Heidi and Grafton that it's disgusting, or DZ, where it's like, it's a little dip?
You know, I guess if you're at home.
He dipped his finger in the salsa.
So what, everybody gets salmonella from your daddy? Now everybody's sick together. Whatever.
Oh, God. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I don't know if this is your brother-in-law, DZ, but Phil in Mount Pleasant said she needs to follow him around the house with hand wash until he gets so annoyed that he starts washing his hands.
No, that's not my brother-in-law.
Somebody else texted in and said, sticking your fingers in food after using the bathroom is disgusting.
It sounds weird. It really sounds weird because I'm imagining him literally, you hear toilet flush, no sink run, doors open, and then he goes, ooh, you made salsa? Bloop.
What the hell ever, dude?
Yikes.
I mean.
I don't think I can help him, though. I don't know how long they've been together, but clearly she's developing this problem way too late.
Mm-mm. Let's go to Yvette in Waukesha and see what she thinks. Hi, Yvette.
Morning.
Hi, what do you think about the guy who goes to the bathroom, comes out without washing his hands, dips his pinky in the salsa, now the wife's upset?
I don't know if it was the pinky.
Whatever, it was the finger.
No, whatever, whatever. He dipped his finger in the salsa.
One of the fingers.
Or two, who knows?
What do you think?
It reminds me of one of the scenes from that the spinoff or whatever, knockoff version of Scary Movie. With the hand.
My germs! You're so right!
But I'm all for fine taste testing, whatever, but grab a spoon or something. If it's salsa, grab a chip. Now, I'm Mexican and Puerto Rican with Tourette's, so I'm very vocal.
Okay.
A husband or not, I'm calling him out.
Yeah.
So what would you say?
Well, I would use some very colorful words, in which I cannot say on the radio.
Good girl. Fair. Good girl.
Appreciate that. Okay, you know what?
The Puerto Rican side of me would come out.
Whereby, you
know, I bet that's a fun side, though.
Uh-huh.
I am quite the who.
Well, somebody texted in, actually a girl named Erin, not your wife, DZ, and she said, my husband's the same way. He says that he's boosting his immune system.
I don't know about all that.
By not washing his hands. Okay, she said, we've been working on it.
Well, tell us how y'all been working on it.
She said, here's what she said. She says, when he comes out of the bathroom, she says, hey, after you wash your hands, can you fill it blank? And she says, then she says it without sounding demeaning.
Uh-oh.
So she goes, hey, after you wash your hands, can you do this for me? See?
makes it. So then it's like, wash your hands first, then do this.
Yvette's like, you ain't gotta tell a grown man to wash his hands.
That's gentle parenting your husband right there.
Yeah.
Hey, some people need to.
It's a toddler.
Fair, but you gotta be gentle parented in some life situations. Let's be honest.
Well, Yvette, thank you for
calling. I'm not a gentle parent. I'm a Bernie Mac parent.
Well, you're Puerto Rican. We get it.
Right.
Whip.
I don't
want to
say chonkle at the head because Anastasia got mad, right. And I don't want to trigger her because we love her.
Yvette, have you ever thrown a chonkle at somebody's head?
No, not yet.
But have you had one
remember.
Thrown at your head?
All I have to do is give the look.
It's the chonkle look.
The look.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Yvette.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
You
bye.
Too. Let's go to our girl in Milwaukee, one of the best people to ever leave us a voice message when she's saying, go, Pat, go with her dad, Emily. I love her on the show. Hi, Emily in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Perfect song, too. What?
Such a great song for this segment.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Or not so perfect, depending on who you are. To your Alyssa's husband, not so perfect.
What do you think Alyssa should do about her husband who dipped his finger in the salsa after going to the bathroom? I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, so I work with kids of all ages, and I can't tell you how many times I've looked at a student after they come out of the bathroom and been like, did you wash your hands? Go back and wash your hands. Just like that, where I would just call them out like that to tell them
shame
that
them until they do it.
Yeah, in a nice way, but still, like, you did not wash your hands. Like, you need to go back in there and do that. Same with when I worked in preschool. Every time they were going to have a meal, you had to wash your hands first. Like, that was the expectation. Mm-hmm. So, like, in my mind, if kids are held to that standard, that like, adults should be too. And if you live with the person, they're your family, they're your husband, you should be able to, like, in the right way, be able to call them out like you would a student. Like, the students know you're not being mean to them by saying, did you wash your hands? Go wash your hands. But they know, like, no, I need to go wash my hands. That's gross.
Why does telling someone to wash their hands feel like you're saying they stink? It feels like the equivalent, doesn't it? Like, it's being called out in that way.
That's why Alyssa's saying, you know, I don't want to sound disgusted or demeaning.
I don't want to shame them.
But I'm sorry, we might need to sound disgusted and demeaning if this man's in his 30s not washing his hands after wiping, bro.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Oof. Everybody breathe. Everybody breathe.
Like, what do we say now? Okay, thanks for calling, Emily. You have a great day.
Of course, I will see you guys tonight.
What?
I'll see you guys tonight.
Are you pulling up?
Are you coming to the toy
drive? I am coming up after work. Absolutely.
There we go, Emily. Perfect way to wrap it up.
Yes. Well, you got called out by Lori the OG. She challenged all of the regulars to come by the toy drive from 4 to 6 when we're out at Blaine's Farm in Fleet Note Creek tonight and drop off toys. And people like Emily heard it.
It's been received by a lot.
We'll see you tonight, Emily. We'll see you at the toy drive.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. It's going to be so fun talking to everybody.
I'm excited.
Let's go to Katie Ann in Lake Geneva. This is day two. She got on for Am I the Jerk yesterday.
You on the way to a theme song, Katie Ann? Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right. What do we do about the guy who came out, didn't wash his hands, and then dipped his finger in his wife's salsa? What the?
We're doing about Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
I would definitely say something. I mean, is really, really, really gross. And I mean, it isn't really shameful if it's somebody that you've been with for so long. Mm-hmm. They should actually understand and be respectful and be like, okay, like, I get it. Because there is a lot of, like, no matter what you do, no matter how well you clean, there's still going to be pee and poop particles floating around your guys' bathroom no matter what you do.
That's true. And somebody wrote in and said, start a sticker chart. I'm dying as a child.
What are you doing with your children? They said they got children. I don't think we remembered that until now. They've got kids. So are they teaching their kids that you don't got to wash your hands?
I don't know. It's somebody texted in. Oh, Jen in Franklin. She says, my boyfriend says he should be hand washing before he touches his junk. Well, how is that possible?
Because you got, if the
how does that work?
The logic is you remove the
germs. What if you have like a chemical on your hand and they touch their junk?
Yep. Say a working man. It would hurt. It could burn. Yeah, you should be washing.
Like, really?
Washing first. Some
people
say,
if they have like antifreeze or any chemical like that, it could hurt them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys meant they go to the bathroom and then I was backwards on that. They wash before they go. And did they wash after they go?
You still wash after you go, yeah.
I was not following the before and after. I thought you meant only before, and I went,
some might not. Some might not wash after.
Because all they care about is their pee-pee lighting on fire.
Exactly.
Okay, enough.
Just saying.
Never mind. There is so much happening today. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
We're busy, but we good busy, not bad busy.
Good busy is right, because tonight we're we're going to be out at the toy drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet from 4 to 6. Ooh. And before that, I have my pre-op appointment for my final skin removal.
Oh, that's right. You're like almost 10 days out.
12 days. I might cry if I think about it. So we're just going to keep going. Like it's not happening yet.
Anyway.
It's an exciting cry. So I want to talk about, we will talk about that more after I go to my appointment today. I'll tell you everything tomorrow.
That's exciting though. I'm excited to hear how it went.
It's happening so fast. So
all of a sudden it's here.
It's here. You can leave us a message though on our Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. It's a free app. You just download it. And a lot of people listen on the app already because you leave the area, the radio staticky that day. There's none of that if you're on the app. You're streaming basically.
AUDACY.
It's the same as getting off cable and going to a streaming app. It's the exact same thing.
Which a lot of things are happening now on stream only.
Exactly. And people have been leaving us voice messages, which I love. So I apologize that yesterday we didn't get to any of these because yesterday, do you remember the Am I the Jerk? It was about the girl who's getting married.
Yeah.
And wanted her bridesmaid
to dye the hair. Right.
She had red, bright red hair.
Yes.
And she's like, maybe I should ask her to dye her hair because I'm having a black tie wedding.
But
remember?
She wasn't thinking about that until family and friends started going, don't you want everybody to be, mm-hmm. you know, the same? Yeah.
So you want to hear some of the messages we got about Am I the Jerk yesterday?
You know I do.
Okay. I think this is Christina with the blue hair, who we mentioned because she has blue hair. Yeah, listen
to
this.
Hey, y'all. It's Christina with the blue hair. So I tried to call and I was screaming at my phone because I realized I forgot to pay my phone bill. But
she's our people.
I had to chime in on this one.
Yes.
She is definitely the jerk. How dare you? If somebody asked me to change my hair color for their wedding, no, that would not end pretty.
She'd drop out
the
wedding.
So yeah, she's a jerk. Love y'all. Bye, Allie and Deezy. Christina with the blue hair out.
She's a riot. Shelly in Economwalk left us a short and sweet one.
She's a jerk, but how about a wig? ?
My favorite part of your voice message, Shelly, is that you put question mark at the end, like you were sending a voice to text.
No exclamation point?
None.
Nope.
She's a jerk, but how about a wig?
Question mark.
These are the best. And finally, Anastasia also left us a message on the Odyssey app yesterday about Am I the Jerk? And I think she's a hairdresser.
Good morning, hairdresser here.
Yep.
And I say that Melissa is the jerk because, for one, who's paying for her to get her hair dyed back to this natural color?
Someone did say that.
Who's going to pay for it when she wants to go back to that vibrant red? And secondly, the damage it's going to cause on her hair to dye it one way and then, you know, color it back to how it was. Mm-hmm. I think that any hair color can still look elegant depending on how you style it and, you know, what you're wearing and your makeup and the whole look pulled together. So, yes, I would say if she asks her to do that, that would be pretty jerky, in my opinion.
Fair enough. We agree, Anastasia. And let me tell you something. I have an update for everybody. The girl who wrote in, who's getting married next summer.
Melissa?
Mm-hmm. Wrote a message. And can I read it to you, what she said?
Oh, yes, please.
She said, okay, the segment this morning convinced me not to do it.
Yes, sir.
She said, I honestly didn't want to do it, but this has solidified it for me. And then she wrote, I let all those bees get in my head. She basically said, I let people get in my head, and I should have just stuck with my gut. So,
the bees were buzzing, and you listened.
Melissa? Mm-hmm. Did send a message saying she decided not to ask the bridesmaid to dye her hair.
Bet.
Love it.
Love that. And
isn't
I love
exciting?
The update. Yeah, good. We helped somebody through Am I the Jerk.
It's so fun. You can leave us a voice note message on the Odyssey app. We love it. Am I the Jerk is next. It involves a Santa issue.
Santa?
I know him. You stole I stole your line.
We're vibing, dog. Vibing.
Santa!
He's coming!
He's coming! It's going to trigger some people. Am I the Jerk on the way next? 103.7 Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one is about Santa. Yes, the kids are allowed to be in the car. Don't feel like we're going to say anything. We're not going to tell any of Santa's secrets, okay?
No. None of Santa's secrets will be revealed.
None.
Santa's sacred.
But the kids better watch out because Santa's watching, just so you know. That goes out for Sammy and Danny especially.
Thank you for the call out because I was just about to say, Samuel.
Sammy, Auntie Allie says Santa's watching.
Oh, and Papa says so too.
Still going to give you a lot. But
well, that's okay. Not Santa presents, that's parent presents. Santa brings other presents.
So she said, please don't use my name.
All right.
Thank God I read that because I almost just said it.
Okay, so Santa's helper
is Vanessa.
Santa's helper's name's Vanessa.
Yes. Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for taking my grandkid to see Santa first? Listen. She said, here I go, Allie and DZ. I watch my grandson full time. He's 14 months and I've been watching him since he was 3 months old.
Aww.
So his parents both work full time and one parent works at Amazon and it's peak season.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm watching him 11 plus hours a day, 5 days a week. So I decided to take him to see Santa last week and bought the package and a cute frame to surprise his parents.
Nope.
You already know where this is going.
It wasn't that cute, was it?
She said, I gave the picture to his mom on Friday when she picked him up and there was no issue. Today, I receive a call telling me that I need to let them, the parents, know when I'm going to take him anywhere besides walks around my neighborhood. I honestly didn't think I was wrong for wanting to surprise them as they both work full time and didn't think they would have time to take him.
I hear all of this already, dog.
I'm already got goosebumps.
Up and down. Yep. Up and down, I understand it,
dog. Am I the jerk for surprising them with a Santa photo? I didn't think it but so, but man, did I get an earful.
Mm-hmm. You stepped in it.
I think mom's being way too protective and not appreciating what I do and have done for them. I don't get paid. Yeah. I provide everything for my little love bug. Well, yeah. My husband has a good enough job that allows me to stay home. So it really hurt my feelings. And I feel like I'm not trusted to take him anywhere. Aww.
That's not what it was.
And then she said, please don't use my name. Thank you, Vanessa. No. Vanessa, first, we know what the issue is.
Yep.
It's that you took the kid to see Santa before the parents.
Yep.
Not that you took the kid somewhere. It's the Santa part.
And then they feel like you just up and did something special.
You
that
stole
they've
the experience
never,
from them.
But then you didn't communicate. While Grandma Vanessa's over here going, oh, I just wanted to surprise you guys, bro. You guys are so busy.
She's doing something nice for them, and it wasn't appreciated because they wanted to take their kid to see Santa. So honestly, is she the jerk for taking her grandkid before the parents?
This is a tough one. This is this baby's first Christmas, technically.
It is. That also would bother me.
So as
that
a parent,
upset me.
I can understand wanting to share these first experiences with your child so you can see their joy, so you can watch the world through their eyes.
You know
I
what?
Love that about being a father.
This goes on as well with couples that have split. And
yeah.
I know this because
yeah.
I have been
yeah.
divorced. I've been divorced since my kids were babies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
this was an issue at times, like first haircut.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't communicate we were going to get a haircut, it was an issue.
It's a problem.
And I get that. Parents struggle with that when they're split, that you don't get that first experience
yep.
of stuff. So this is similar. So I feel that.
I get it. But this is a grandparent.
A grandparent who watches the kid 11 hours a day.
Plus, right?
And doesn't get paid.
And
thought she was doing something nice. So I don't think she's the jerk.
You don't?
No, I think her intentions were pure. I think she's watching that kid for free. I think she did steal the experience from them. But lucky for her, the kid's 14 months.
Not going to remember it.
Yeah.
And you could bring the kid to go see Santa again this weekend, and they're going to know no difference.
I know as someone who wants to be there for the first, I might have flipped out too as the parent. I'm going to keep it real. So I'm not, that's whatever.
Can I call myself out real quick?
Yeah.
Because I missed Danny's first Santa experience.
On purpose?
No, I was at work.
Well, then what are you going to do?
I was working.
So then you've been through this.
My wife was home. They went to a pancake breakfast. Lo and behold, Santa Claus was there. So my wife, with the boys, took a picture with Santa Claus.
And then what?
In my head, did I go, aw, I miss Danny's first time seeing Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I go, I'm mad at. No, man.
No.
I'm a different individual. I'm not saying that I didn't and don't understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the fact that makes this jerky for me is she didn't communicate. You
yeah.
clearly know that they like you to tell them what's going on with the kid. If you're just going for a walk, you don't got to tell me that. If you're just going to the store, you don't got to tell me that. But if you're taking my child to the zoo
for an experience, I want
to
know.
To the first haircut
mm-hmm.
or to Santa, I want to know so that I can say, hey, please don't. Per perfect example. Another one, if you will.
Yeah, what?
Six Flags.
Oh.
Gurnee, Illinois.
Yeah, where you're from.
My wife and
well,
I.
Well, not from, but live. But where grew we li- up. Where we you
lived,
grew up.
Where we lived before we lived in Wisconsin mm-hmm. for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We both love Six Flags, grew yeah. up, have fond memories of the area.
Yeah.
Our kids had the chance to go with family for the first time when they were watching them for us.
Did you let them?
No, we said no.
Because you wanted to be there for that experience, which means you would think that they're a jerk.
And we were grateful for them to ask us because we got to say, hey, please don't. I want to do that. We want to be there for that first experience. That's why I'm saying yes, jerk, because there wasn't any communication. And even if you're watching the child for free, that doesn't mean you got free range to do whatever you want with them.
That's true. And we got both the sides on the text. Gigi and Franklin said, absolutely a jerk. Parents love these first experiences. She should have communicated with the parents and possibly gone with the parents to see Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody right before that said they could do it next year. The kid won't even remember.
I get it. Yeah, you're right.
414-533-1037. Somebody said the mom's just in her feelings. It sounds like grandma came from a good place. We
yes.
know grandma came from a good place, but is she the jerk for not having the awareness to let the parents know? Because we all know that mom came to get her kid, had to process what just happened, went home, her and the husband got mad.
And her heart was hurting.
Huh?
Wait.
Huh?
That was the first. Oh, we missed it.
Oh, shout out to whoever texted Vanessa's the jerk. This segment is not about intent; it's about the action.
Oh, it is about the action. But tell me,
Sierra in Milwaukee texted that.
Shout out Sierra in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your text. But tell me, as a parent, you don't acknowledge this. Tell me that you don't feel how
I feel
hard
it in my
this
soul.
Hurts. Right?
I
you
feel
wanna,
it in my soul. As
you
want to
be there for these first, man.
Mm-hmm. Amber in Waukesha. I'm a mother of four and feel that at 14 months you can take them twice and the child's gonna have the same excited reaction, not the jerk.
This isn't for the kid at all. This is all
no.
parents feeling. These kids yeah. aren't gonna remember anything for the first 3 years of their lives. Everything we're doing with them is for us and our memories, not for theirs.
That's right. Is Vanessa the grandma the jerk for taking the kid to see Santa before the parents? We'll talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so it's the one of the tale as old as time, DZ.
It really is, though.
Grandma took the grandbaby that she watches a lot
mm-hmm.
for free to
mm-hmm.
see Santa before the actual parents.
Yikes.
And now Vanessa is upset because her daughter and, I guess, son-in-law or baby, whatever, are upset with her because she took the kid to see
Santa. The mother
Santa.
And the father of the child.
Thank you. The mother and the father. I couldn't think because I got too many things in
front of me. Say mom and baby daddy.
I'm sorry. Let's just go to the phones. Let's go to Francis in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Francis.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias is, please tell us, is Vanessa the jerk for taking the baby to see Santa before the parents?
She is not the jerk.
Mm. All right.
Okay, go on.
So, same situation here. It's hard when you work as, as parents, when you work full time, whether it be two parents or one,
mm-hmm.
you're going to miss a lot of firsts.
True. No, that
when
is
they're
true.
Little like that, they're not going, the kids aren't going to remember. You may remember,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
the reality is when you get to see it for the first time, that's going to be your first.
And that's what, I hear you.
Oh, that it's, okay.
They don't even remember the last time mm-hmm. they saw him, really.
No, like when they take their first steps. Babies don't, little kids do not remember when they take their first steps.
And whoever texted
you may not
in,
be there when it happens.
Well, they texted
when
in and said, 14 months, that's not the first Christmas. It might as well be.
It might as
be
well
real.
Be. Come on, they were 2 months old
They're
last year.
They're moving now, you know?
Right, right.
So anyway, sorry,
but
Francis.
I also didn't think this was about the Christmas, the Santa thing. For me, with my mom, I didn't mind if she, again, visited her neighbors because she lived in a senior independent living. But I did have an issue with her just taking him random places without telling me.
Wherever she wanted.
Wherever she wanted.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even care if it was the family's homes because it's people that I'm not around all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And I work in the healthcare field and I don't want my baby around a whole bunch of people that I don't know.
I hear it.
Well, you're going to have to let that go into the world because the kid's going to go out in the world and you're going to have to face that fear because it happens.
But while they're babies,
though, you can protect them for
sure.
Right. For sure.
Right.
But
she's not
that.
The jerk. She's trying to help.
Ooh, parents are
memories.
Screaming in their cars who are mad. mad right now. You better hold on, Francis. We got to go to the next call.
And she's speaking from experience, too.
No, Francis is being really transparent, honest, yeah. and saying and keeping it real, which we appreciate.
I love it.
Thank you, Francis.
Buck. Have a great day.
You too. Jinx.
Jinx. You said it first. Hannah is in Milwaukee, as she likes to call it. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Ellie and TZ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is Vanessa the jerk for getting mad, or actually for taking the kid to see Santa?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Oh, Vanessa.
Uh-oh.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you think so? Oh, she's saying she knew and this was all calculated.
Was this grandma being grandma and going, I do what I want with my babies?
Going, I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
Is that what you're implying?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I watch this baby 11 hours a day. I'm taking this baby to Santa. Yeah.
Hey, yo,
I can't even argue because it's a solid point.
I don't care if the baby's 14 months or not. Like, when you're a parent, if this is like your first kid, like, that's a big deal as a new parent, like, to take your kid to Santa.
When we
took our kids when they were little, we would get the pictures and we would get extra pictures and give them to the grandparents, or better yet, we would invite the grandparents with us
to come with. Yeah.
Well, you had to give them a copy. You had to, because your mom would be like, how do I download the pic from the Facebook?
I know.
Mom, here you go.
Here. Just stop screenshotting.
I would be beaming. God bless this woman for watching her grandkid.
Yeah.
For
what they'd be paying in childcare is insane.
But she's still saying grandma's just saying I do what I want.
She's saying grandma is the jerk for taking the kid to see Santa before the parents.
A blessed jerk, but a jerk.
All right, Hannah, you had some good points.
1,000%.
She's not buying into the grandma's nonsense. She's like, nope.
She says, I see right through you, G-Ma.
All right, fine. Thank you,
Hannah. Love you, guys.
We love you back. Bye.
Love you, too. Somebody just texted in, preach, Hannah.
You got fans, Hannah?
Somebody else texted in and said, grandma is allowed first, too. You're watching the baby for free.
Ooh, see.
All right, let's go to Amber in Milwaukee.
I'm not going
to
open that, yo.
Amber's in Milwaukee. Hi, Amber.
Hey, so y'all just lit a fire under me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
He is completely the jerk.
And say more.
This is the biggest main issue that I have with my mother-in-law.
What's that?
Is because she is constantly overriding that parent or my husband and when it comes to his kids. Mm-hmm. And you done had your first with your kids. You can't do that with your grandbabies because done had your first.
Amber, but
robbing your kids.
Amber, what if it's a sixth cycle? It's a sixth cycle.
Now it's just tradition.
And Vanessa's
I got robbed,
mom,
you get robbed.
Vanessa's mom robbed her of the same experience, and they're in a cycle.
I knew where you were going. I knew exactly where you were going. Yes, I'm with it. I'm following.
I'm just saying.
Are we saying grandma's evil?
We're saying break the cycle.
My mother-in-law actually overread my husband.
Yeah,
and went and got the kids and threw a birthday party for the kids.
You better stop.
Before
Amber,
we could have a birthday
Amber,
party.
Now, you just created a whole nother Am I the Jerk for another day. I mean, this
Do you see my face? Do you see my face?
It would be on.
Oh, I was livid.
I know you can't see my face.
I bet because.
And I'm the stepmama.
Even more reason.
So you and the real mom were probably like, what? The bio mom were probably like ready to fight the grandma, dude.
You ready to throw
That's
hands?
Crazy.
No, the bio mom was in cahoots with the mother-in-law.
I was mad. You know what?
They overread my husband.
Okay,
needless
I'm
to say, she's saying jerk.
Amber, I've
jerk,
been to your
jerk,
story,
jerk,
but...
Jerk. 100%, 110%.
Great.
Jerk.
Bye, Amber. We love you and your
Bye.
Stories.
She's amazing.
That was wild.
Amber,
I mean,
my
you know
mind.
How many people are triggered in their cars right now by the mother-in-law thing? Let me play. But I will say there's a lot of good mother-in-laws out there. Give some of these people a break.
Yeah, well, and a huge point in this is if this is their first and only child, this is a big deal for them.
It might have been different if it was not the first.
Second or third.
We just got a voice message. Let me see what this guy says about Am I the Jerk. You can always send us a voice message on the free Odyssey app.
That's right.
Hey guys, I kind of do feel like grandma is not the jerk, only for a simple case that she's the grandma, you know, and yeah, parents want that first experience, but at the same time, grandparents are going to be spending a lot of time with their grandkids too. And they also want to create some memories, you know, to talk about as they're growing older. So yeah, I would say not the jerk, but at the same time, there does have to be a communication there, just because the baby is only 14 months.
It's not talking.
Right.
So no.
No.
Obviously, there's a lot of things that can happen, especially if the parents aren't aware. You know, oh, why were you here? Why were you there with the baby? You know,
something happens. But
at the same time, you know, grandma just wants to make some memories with the baby too. So I'm just gonna go ahead and say not the joke.
Ooh, Gilberto, I'm sorry you lost today.
No, Gilberto, sorry, too late.
But I love getting your voice messages like that and hearing what you guys think of Am I the Jerk, for sure. So thank you for that. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ. And my favorite things are still up for grabs at 1037kissfm.com. Go Pack Go, they're playing tonight. We'll be at the Toy Drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek from 4 to 6. Then the Packer game's at like 7:15. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, you go ahead, won't miss nothing. You slide by, or you can always donate. Online, 1037kissfm.com.
I actually, that's not all I have to say.
No? What else
DZ,
you got?
Two things. One, I looked for this missing sweatshirt. If you were listening yesterday, you heard me talk about how I saw my favorite sweatshirt in a picture.
You find it?
Nope.
The saga continues.
It's gone.
What do you, no.
I think it's gone.
No.
I'm telling you, I looked everywhere. I just wanted everybody to know I looked and I believe it's gone. Topic for another day.
It's in the randomest corner. Don't make me pull up to your house and destroy everything to find it. I'm going to find it.
Dude.
Give me the keys.
Dude.
Give me the keys. I got somewhere to be.
But you showed me was it a reel or a TikTok?
Yeah, it was a video. I don't know how my algorithm came across this, but I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You showed me this and I thought it was so cute. Well, it's a video of Benson Boone.
He's a Kiss artist. Yeah.
He sings Beautiful Things. Beautiful Things. You know what I'm talking about? Well, was that a horrible?
Should we just play him?
But you know what? I got to find my connector. Hold on. I didn't think this out because I got to attach it to my phone. Hold on.
The adapter piece. I forgot about that. It's okay.
This is a producer problem.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, let's tell the story. And in the meantime, I'll find the attachment I need to play this for you on the air. Because Benson Boone.
This guy.
Thank you. Oh, there. I found it. Thank you for playing that in the meantime.
You know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying. Let y'all.
Beautiful Things.
Oh, Island News.
Thank you, DC.
That guy. Benson Boone, that guy.
Good looking out.
Got you.
You sent me this reel and you showed it to me too, where he sees an ex-girlfriend in the crowd while he's performing.
In front of thousands of people,
thousands.
Mind you.
So let me see if I can play this here for you. And
this girl was at the Benson Boone concert when Benson Boone saw her and asked if her name was Casey. When she said yes, Benson recognized that he used to date her back in middle school, and he recognized her almost a decade later in front of thousands of people. And his reaction is just wholesome.
Is your name Casey?
Yeah.
Bro, I dated you in eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
I think you were in eighth grade. I think I was in seventh grade.
She said, yeah, you were.
That's crazy. I came over here and started singing and I saw your face. I was like, what? Casey? From middle school? Do you live here now?
Yeah.
Do you
That's
live
crazy.
Here now?
What are the odds of that? Well, very good to see you, Casey. I hope you're doing well.
Have a good time now.
Good time.
I'm on stage doing my thing.
So Benson Boone spots his ex in the crowd and calls her out. And so we started talking about the craziest places you've seen an ex.
That's got to be one of the top wildest. Like, could you imagine just being on stage performing and all of a sudden, wait a second.
Well, and
are you my first girlfriend from middle school?
If I was doing that, though, I would hope it was somebody that like hurt me or screwed me over so I could be like, yeah, look at me now on stage.
Sucker.
Ha ha. But he was like, oh, Casey, what's up, girl?
They clearly ended on good terms.
He's eighth grade.
In middle school?
How can you be mad at your eighth grade boyfriend? I mean, get a life.
Hey, if you still are, you've got some things to let go of.
Go to therapy if you are, honestly.
Unless they did you dirty, then obviously do you.
That was a really cute story, though.
That was.
You know, I don't really, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, running into exes, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I see the father of my children all the time.
Well,
because
that is an ex.
Of that, right? But when it comes to, like, guys I've dated, I mean, look, you know, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I don't know what I would do, like, what's the analogy? We're at a Bucks game?
Randomly, and then, a few rows over, you see, wait, is that Big Head?
Is that my ex?
Oh, my gosh.
What's he doing?
Which it wouldn't be that crazy of a concept, but it's when you're not expecting it, I guess. The random places where you're like, I didn't expect to see you across the country or at some resort, whatever.
You've been married for 100 years to Aaron, but could you imagine like being one of those people you walk in and like your ex is like having dinner at a restaurant with somebody? That would be one of those
probably a little weird.
I want to die moments. Oh, yeah. Honestly,
I don't think I'm even thinking back because high school, middle school, those relationships. I've got exes from back in the day, right? I don't even think I've seen them out and about and around.
Wait, you know who we have? He's not an ex, though. He was a guy I dated. I don't even want to count him as an ex. You know who we saw we would run into all the time?
Who?
What's his name? What the hell did we call him? Big Head. Old Fling, New Thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I almost said his real name on the air because you know his real name. But, you know, he would pop up at, like, Summerfest. And I'd be like, sometimes I'd invite him. And sometimes he'd just be there.
Can I be honest? That was the randomest thing.
Remember when he would pop up?
We went to Grupo Nietzsche.
Well, I invited him, I think, that night.
Okay.
But otherwise, a lot of times we've run into him randomly.
We would just pull up and he was there too. And it was like, hey,
what are you doing here?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
What up, big head?
But that's not really an ex, you know, and now we were cool. So that wasn't weird. I see my ex at the gym.
And that doesn't mean you're not cool.
Which makes me want to choke. Huh?
But that doesn't mean it isn't awkward. That doesn't mean you don't randomly go, what are you doing here? If you see an ex, even if y'all are amicable, you could walk up and say, hey, what's good? But doesn't mean you were expecting to see them.
It depends on the situation if you're cool.
It does depend on the situation.
It depends on how you ended. Was it amicable? How long ago was it? What happened when you broke up? Because a lot of people, they see an ex and they cringe or it makes their heart drop, you know?
But as far as Benson Boone's way of working the world, he saw her in a sea of thousands of people, remembered her probably, 10 years later?
That's crazy.
Are you Casey?
Somebody said the craziest place, it wasn't my ex, but I took my kids to the pumpkin farm this year and my kids were playing with my ex's kids.
What a random story, bro.
Where they didn't know. Now I'm getting hot.
I see you sweating.
Where they didn't know, like, their kids were playing and the kids didn't know they had dated.
And all of a sudden you're like, I made new friends. Look.
That's very possible because if you're at like the park or a pool.
Then you still live close to the same area.
They don't know you guys dated.
At all. All of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I dated them in middle school, right, high school, whatever.
Craziest place you've seen your ex. Most random see your ex in public stories. Thanks to Benson Boone spotting his ex in the crowd. We'll talk to you guys next. Somebody texted in, I ran into my ex at a Bayview Market when he was on a date, and he lives an hour away. Oh, that sucks.
Awkward. What were they doing?
He was probably dating somebody in her hood, and she was probably like, get out of my city.
Oh, I thought he was being antagonistic and going, let's go to Bayview.
Well, he probably was being antagonistic on top of that.
I know she likes to go to the markets out there. I know she likes the South Shore Farmer's Market.
If you like to go there and you take somebody new there, you're a jerk. That's weird.
About covers that, yeah.
You're just toxic. It's not even jerky. It's just you're a toxic person who's trying to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, so we're talking about how Benson Boone, the singer, spotted his middle school girlfriend or girl he dated in eighth grade in the crowd while he was singing.
A whole stadium filled with people and he goes, wait. He literally stops and goes, are you Casey? And then goes, we dated in middle school, girl. She was like, yes, oh my God, that's totally why I'm here tonight.
Jason in, he put Mucktown, I think he means Maguanago, said, I saw my ex at a Brewer game next to me in the concession line randomly after years.
Years. And next to each other in the line, what do you even say? Hey?
And then he said another good one. I went out for my bachelor party. We combined them to bring friends, the bachelor and bachelorette. My ex was out for another bachelorette party at a random East Side bar. We ended up from our party bus.
What are the odds? And when are we getting back on the bus?
Let's go. Let's talk to Megan in Muskego this morning. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Where's the most random place you saw an ex?
At a wedding.
Oh, I'd rather die.
Y'all both knew the person. Did you both know you knew the person or no?
So we did, but it didn't even like occur to me. So he was a groomsman at one of my friend's weddings.
Oh,
like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we went and like I said, I was like, you know, I went to the wedding. It's been my friend since we were in middle school. I get there and then I see him as a groomsman. And then I like thought about it and was like, oh my gosh, that makes sense. But it didn't even occur to me until I got there.
Until you saw him basically.
Right. I was like, oh gosh, I forgot we were mutual friends with him.
Oh, I forgot you existed.
True. Yep. Exactly.
Well, it was like 10 years before that.
Oh, geez.
You know,
uh-huh.
And I was with my husband, but we were engaged at the time. And so then at the reception, he obviously saw me and came up to me and was like talking to us. And I said, oh, hey, this is my fiance.
Was it weird?
Was like, I mean, not too bad. Yeah. I mean, it had been like 10 years before and it was in high school. So, you know.
Fair. Okay,
but
fair.
He literally goes up to my fiance, though, at the time, my husband now, and goes, oh, hi, I'm Megan's first boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. I was like,
he did not.
Yeah. The set on this man.
Oh, this guy is really trying to. Oh,
yeah, it was
wow.
like.
Talk
well,
about
and then it was like,
on
I
your
obviously,
territory.
Right. And was like, I obviously warned him. I was like, you think I didn't tell him already?
Right. I would have shaken hands back like, hey, appreciate you for screwing it up, my boy.
Yeah, she said you sucked in bed.
Oh, I've heard about you. Scope him up and down. You want to get petty? We get petitious.
For real. Megan, thank you for sharing that. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Somebody anonymous texted in and said, I was at dinner with my man and my ex was next to me with his family celebrating his graduation.
Wow.
So you're the family too?
Everybody was there.
I actually just remembered a really good story where I was out with my boyfriend 2019-ish. If you listen to the show, you know who that was.
Might know.
And I saw another guy I had dated, but I didn't tell my
boyfriend.
I didn't tell my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I didn't say anything to the other guy, but I was like, like
you
I was
had
like,
the internal panic?
I was panicking, even though I felt nothing for the ex. I was like, this is so awkward. I didn't tell him until we were long gone because I was like, I feel like if you tell them in the moment, if you're not having an interaction, that's the toxicity. Like, it's toxic for me to go, hey, there's a guy I dated over there. Like, I felt like that was, because I don't know. So
no.
I told him later, I was like, dude, I didn't want to make it weird, but like, this guy I know that I used to date was there. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, great. We moved on.
Moved on.
But had in the moment, I felt like it would have been toxic.
Well, it would have been like antagonistic.
Stirring.
For some, yeah, there you go. Stirring the pot out there cooking for no reason.
Well, John Shoop once on. He's got a story for us. He's married.
Shoop Shoop.
Shoop Shoop, our regular.
I want to shoop, baby.
Hi, John.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody?
We're great.
Better now hearing from you, man.
We're great. All
right.
Somebody said on the text line, by the way, they said, I didn't see an ex, but he purposely ordered something from my work, which is edible arrangements, 2 days after breaking up with me for another girl. Dude.
Wow.
So toxic.
Wow. Well, that's as bad toxic. As seeing an ex, honestly.
Yeah. All right. So tell us your story, John.
Well, I saw my ex-fiance at a Brewers game 15 years later.
15?
Fiance?
And a fiance?
Ex?
That's different. Oh, that's not an ex-ex. That's a fiance
that's
ex.
That's my heart dropped ex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
She was literally sitting one section over at the Brewers game in the same exact seats.
Can I ask why you didn't get married?
We just agreed to disagree.
Okay.
There you go.
It was a mutual feeling.
Okay,
it was
fair.
My first teaching job.
I needed the background.
Shoop,
go on.
Shoop, you said we had to agree to disagree. You didn't need to say anymore, boy. We get it.
Yep, and so, you know, 15 years later, I'm sitting there in the stands with my family, my boy, my wife, and I'm looking over, and I'm like, I think that's her.
Did you
like,
say something?
I really do. So in the sixth inning, I walked over, and I won't say her name on the radio.
Yeah.
I said, hello, really nice to see you. It's been a long time.
Wow.
And she's sitting with her sister, and she was just, I mean, she's like, you remember my sister? I go, yeah, I do.
Of course.
How are you?
Yeah.
See, I hope you're doing well.
Well, of course.
You know,
that's very awkward. Yeah.
Yes, I remember your sister. She was going to be in our wedding, wasn't she?
Yep.
Oh, God, that's funny. You know what, John?
So it was a quick conversation, but it was just awkward.
It's a similar vibe, if you want me to, at least for my family. Everyone is cordial and gets along when it comes to my ex and his family. But it is a little awkward, like if my sister's visiting and my ex comes over, they're very nice to each other. But it's the same.
Right.
We used to kind of almost be family and we're not anymore, so hi.
No, we did used to be family, right?
And now
we're not.
Now you were not. It's weird. So it is weird when you're that connected and then you have to kind of, it gets less and less weird, but you know.
But you know, 15 years later, we kind of look the same, and I was like, yeah, I think that's her. Well, so I might as well go say hi.
Good for you looking
might
the
as well
same.
Go say hi. Hey, couldn't be me, shoot, but you a better man than I am, sir.
Thank
we
you,
know
John.
This.
Have a great day.
You too.
Peace.
Bye. This text made me want to fall over.
Read it.
Somebody said, I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and I ended up being the nurse when my ex and his wife had their baby.
What? Anyway.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It is Thursday, December 5th, everybody. And the reason I brought that up is because we are in the heart of our toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. Here we go. You're so funny.
Toy drive.
It's a week long, and DZ and I were out there on Monday night, and tonight we will be back out there from 4 to 6 if you want to swing by. It's so fun meeting listeners, meeting people we already know, and new ones too. They come out. Even some have brought their kids out to show them how to donate. You buy a gift, you come out, you dump it in our bin. We're like, thank you.
You know what's really cool?
What?
I noticed, and I don't think they noticed that I noticed, a dad. A dad and the
son. It was the way you said it. I noticed, and I don't think they noticed that I noticed.
Well, it's like a third person memory that I was a part of for them, right? Because they were like, oh, can I get a toy? And the kid was talking about himself, right? Mm-hmm. So I know they went in and they bought that toy, and they must have had some conversation, because when they came out, that little boy looked at that bag so proudly when he put it into the cart as a donation rather than a keep toy. And I know that was a valuable core memory lesson for that little boy. I felt good in that moment because I know how good he felt and how good that's just going to continue to feel. And we made a giver out that little boy.
You did. We say it like we did.
Oh, I'm
it.
Taking credit.
We're like, we made him a philanthropic kid. Look at us over
when
here.
When he wins the Nobel Peace Prize, I will be there in attendance to take my credit.
I'm excited to be out there tonight from 4 to 6. It's in Oak Creek because, you know, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And then I just wanted to throw this out there. You know, Lori, who's one of the regulars, OG Lori at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer.
Wow, Wes.
She came out on Monday night and she filled a cart with toys.
You think we're playing?
We're not.
No, a whole cart.
You know what? I got a picture to prove it. I'll put it up. She filled a whole cart with toys and it was amazing. And so then she left us a voice note. You can leave us a voice message on our free Odyssey app. Listen to this, guys.
I'm going to throw it out there to all the Kiss FM regulars that they all need to come out to Blaine's Farm and Fleet and buy a toy. That's my challenge out there for all of them. You can get in line and pay $8 for a coffee at Starbucks. You know what? $8 can buy a toy. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Love you. Challenge accepted. Love you.
Shade thrown. And let me just tell you, I got the old text from Amanda and Racine. What time are you guys going to be at Blaine's Farm and Fleet? And I said, is it because Lori called you guys out? And she goes, maybe.
Maybe. Possibly.
So I'm excited. I thought it was funny that Lori threw shade. She's like, you got your Starbucks, don't you?
Mm-mm.
And then Lisa in Sheboygan sent me a text and said, damn it.
Now I gotta go.
What are you guys doing to me? So it's going to be a fun night.
You can hit it online.
Yeah, there's a QR code. You can go to 1037kissfm.com and get all the details on our toy drive, because we will be at the Oak Creek one. I think it's important to bring up a couple of things about this toy drive. The type of toys we want.
Yes.
One, Toyland's inside Blaine's Farm and Fleet. So there's plenty of toys, and they go from $6 to high. You know, you could
find $60 plus.
You could go buy a $6.99 toy and throw it in the bin for all I care.
Yeah.
That's more generous than you need to be.
They got little $4 items. All it has to be a new toy if you're bringing a toy. Mm-hmm. If you're not making a cash donation, we're not asking you to come donate Meemaw's vintage clown that looks mad creepy. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Somebody might think it's cool, but not these kids.
No.
New toys only.
I was thinking about this because Sparky from our sports station reminded us that there are also teenagers in the hospital in the holidays that need toys. So it shouldn't be all baby toys.
Thank you.
I will say this. Yesterday, I was reflecting on life and I had, or was it, you know, Monday, sorry, Monday. I had two doctor's appointments with Owen, and one was an emergency dentist appointment and one was a scheduled physical therapy appointment.
Right.
And I had to go pull him out of school for physical therapy. And then we had to go. And then later I'm like, okay, we have the emergency dentist appointment and we're running around. And I was annoyed. And later I thought, you know what? You could be one of these parents whose kids are in the hospital. You have health insurance, you have dental insurance, and you have doctors and resources, and your kid's going to be just fine.
And your health. Technically.
And I'm healthy. So what am I upset about that I had to take my kid to two appointments? Think about the parents who go to work all day.
Live at appointments.
And then have to go to the hospital and sit with their child who can't go home. Like, it just breaks my heart. So I had a real talk with myself, DZ, in the car.
Perspective.
Yep. And I went, shut up and be glad that you can take your kid and he's healthy and he's going to be fine. So that's all I wanted to share as I guilt everyone into coming to the toy drive tonight.
And not to continue the guilt. y'all.
But, I'm being funny, you know what I mean?
Obviously. But yeah. Talking about these older kids, because when we donated gifts, I thought, oh, I do want to get something for the baby. Yeah. At least something for, because I'm thinking of my littles.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
But then I also went, well, there are olders, and there are families that are there, and it is the holiday, so I really tried to put a conscious effort into the gifts we donated, right?
And you were very specific in what you picked, or what?
Oh, I was very intentional.
Oh.
So I got, obviously, a little hand toy. That was like a handheld radio, because we're radio, right?
Of course. That's a good one.
Naturally. That's for babies. But then the other two toys were these, like, 8 and 8 plus toys. It was a pocket Bop-Its.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And a pocket Simon Says. That's a group game. Those are things that you can play. Great. Imagine you've got a child 8 years or older, a teenager, 13 years.
You're in the hospital.
You're there as a family.
You need something to do.
Now you guys can pass that around and create some memories, have some fun. So that's what I mean
by
it was intentional. And guess how much it was?
How much?
$8.
So worth it.
So I didn't buy Starbucks that day. Oh, well.
Danielle and Butler just texted in, do the presents have to be unwrapped, or can we wrap them and put the age, gender on the outside? No, unwrapped.
Unwrapped,
because they
please.
Need to make sure, they need to know what you're giving. They can't, children doesn't want to take gifts and not knowing what they are.
Great question, though. Great question.
And then somebody below that said, do they have to be wrapped? No, please don't wrap them. Put them in the Blaine's Farm and Fleet bag for all we care, and throw them in our toy drive bins.
It actually helps if you just leave it in the bag. It keeps it all together. But something that made me realize also why not to wrap, because they don't only distribute these toys during the holidays. They collect them.
And they can give them throughout the year if they need them to.
A child comes into the hospital for the very first time, has just found out they're sick. They're going to be staying for a while. You bring them a little something. It doesn't have to be the holidays.
No, my gifts were calculated as well.
Yeah.
Because I was very specific in what I bought. I bought something Mickey Mouse because I just knew the kids are very specific. I bought maybe a Barbie toy.
I saw, yeah.
And Moana, because it's hot right now. Moana's hot.
Well,
because
2 just dropped.
Moana 2's out. So I thought, these are 3 that I just wanted. Pictured a kid's face lighting up. That was my thought when buying, right? And you kind of did that with the games.
Oh, yeah, I echoed that. Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the question is, best toys to donate?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the toy drive. This is the season of giving. You're going to go have a great Christmas with your family or a holiday with your family. Not everybody is. So we're going to do the right thing here. What are the best toys to donate? I say the famous, all the stuff that the kids are suckers for, like the Barbies and the Mickeys, right? And the Transformers.
You not to say generic, but you go brand specific.
You know, the cult followings.
The cult followings. I like to try to pick group games and things that we can all play.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
All right, what kind of toys are you donating? We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Wepa, wepa.
It is the holidays, and tonight we'll be out at our annual toy drive, the 18th year of this, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, benefiting Children's Wisconsin. And Robin's Nest, our sports station, is out there with us.
Shout out Sparky.
I'm excited to go on the sports station tonight because he loves it. He told me he loves it when I talk about sports. Well, Sparky said I'm the best sports person ever on the radio.
I was going to say, you're our resident sports person on this station.
I know so much. I know the Packer games at 7:15 tonight, okay?
You are literally the sportsiest I know.
It's amazing I didn't end up in sports broadcasting.
You know, your middle name might as well be Sports.
All of this is a lie.
Allie Sports Faith.
In fact, it's going to be hysterical when I go on the sports station because I'm going to be like, what are we even talking about right now? Where's the hot guys?
What's an RBI?
Where's Matt LaFleur?
Give me more of like an RIB. Give me some ribs.
So we'll be out at the toy drive tonight, benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, Oak Creek, 4 to 6. And we got to go to Tony and Racine. He actually said he has a really good gift idea.
I kind of want to believe him, but it's Tony.
Well, I know. Exactly. He's already laughing.
See, that's why I don't be believing
him. Wait, let me read the cannot accept list because it's Tony.
Okay.
Tony, listen. No, really.
No, this is valuable for you.
He's laughing like, I don't need this. Tony, you cannot donate used toys.
Yep.
You cannot donate sports cards. You cannot donate toys from a vending machine. Don't be bringing your claw toys. You cannot donate anything that's violent or religious themed, including play fight and Nerf guns. Tony, are you going to behave yourself?
I will behave.
Okay, thank God.
I got to return one of my gifts.
I'll behave.
Oh, no, what'd you buy?
I got to return one of my gifts.
Did you get a Nerf gun?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, geez. All right, Tony, what's your gift idea?
Most people don't think about this, but actually a mascot. To be honest, I am running also
freebies, giveaways, and specials for Christmas for kids who don't have,
damn it,
you know,
Tony,
the opportunity.
You gotta buy advertising. Here we go again.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but I meant like, because when present the child,
aww,
you know, like the gift of reality of like their superhero, their princess, their whatever, their light, man, their eyes light up so big, and guess what? They will remember that forever.
I've seen the videos of kids going, oh my gosh, it's Spider-Man!
They have a
for
person,
real.
But we should get you in contact with someone's at Children's just to make sure, in case you want to volunteer your time, I'm sure they would let you come in some of your outfits and surprise the kids.
Yeah, I love volunteering and giving to people. I really do. So if you need somebody, just let me know, because I love sewing up.
Babies love Bluey, dog. You know that.
Oh, do you have Bluey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bluey, Bingo, Muffin. I got a whole crew going on,
this man's
don't worry.
Got muffin too.
Dude, I'm gonna go get his suits and go to Children's.
I was
gonna
say, hey, if you need a muffin, I got you, dog. I'll be in the muffin suit.
We'll be a group.
Oh, see? I got you.
All right.
You can be Muffin Top and I'll be Blue. I mean Muffin and then Bluey and
listen, I get
you
it.
No, Bingo.
Oh, you tried to slide in the muffin top. Oh, bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony. We better see you tonight.
Guys.
Goodbye. Bring up OG Lori at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. She wants on because you know she challenged all the regulars for the toy drive tonight. Lori!
Good morning, my friend.
How does it feel to be the angel star of the regulars? You're our favorite child right now.
You're queen regular right now. Amanda.
I appreciate that, but I ain't never been called an angel in my life.
Oh, no, you are a blessing.
I'm a Scorpio. That just automatically says demon.
Fair enough.
Get out of here.
Hey, she said it, not me. My son's a Scorpio.
Hey, fallen angels, baby.
Yeah. All right, so Lori, we want to know good gift ideas, but you came out and donated a whole cart, so I think you're good.
Yeah, well, you know what? I do like Toys for Tots or toy donation every year. I don't think anybody in my family knows that I do it. And I talked to you guys when I saw you, and you know, you got my reasonings.
Yeah.
And I do. I buy the gamut. I buy baby toys. I buy toddler toys. I buy young kid toys. Mm-hmm. Buy stuff for teenagers. I think I bought like a fingernail kit for, you know, like a teenage girl.
Aww.
And I bought like a kind of a Roblox thing for a teenage boy.
Cool.
And, but you know, every kid of every age needs a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially because, I actually graduated fourth grade in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
I was hospitalized for 3 months.
What?
We didn't know that.
What?
And,
what happened?
You know what? It was so long ago. I don't remember.
Never mind.
It wasn't anything like uber major, and obviously
you were in the hospital.
But you spend time in the hospital.
But
you know what they're going through.
I find that it's like, for the kids that are able, the busy kids, something to keep them busy, like light bright pictures, paint by numbers, making bracelets, making
artwork,
you know, like clay creatures,
creative stuff,
you know, something that takes them a while.
Totally.
Because you can't just buy a board game, because not every kid can play the board game. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I get that. All right, Lori.
So, and this way, it's also something like, if you have a board game, you need another person to play.
Yeah.
So if they're in the hospital by themselves, you know, it gives them something to do.
That's good
you know,
insight.
To keep them busy.
That's really good insight.
And from somebody who was actually in the hospital as a kid. Thank
you,
Lori. We appreciate that.
And,
you're
and
awesome.
And it's like, you know, a lot of them have multiple, like, it's not just one thing. Like, they might have, like, three or four paint-by-numbers in the kit. Or
we get it. No,
I just
Lori,
find those to be the better
Lori,
ones.
We get it, and
you're
we
amazing.
Appreciate you so much. You're amazing, and we love you for coming out. Thank you, Lori.
You're exempt from
and
having to come out tonight.
And love their beef jerky, too.
Yeah, your doggies, too. We love you, Lori. You have a great day, girl.
Lori.
Love you guys too. Take care.
Bye. Do we even have time for Danielle and Butler? I'm trying to get to everybody and I can't. I feel so bad. Fine. That's a yes. Hi, Danielle and Butler.
Hello.
Good morning.
Happy
Thursday. We'll see you at the toy drive tonight at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. What's your gift idea before we break out of here?
It's going to bounce off of Lori's. I was going to do like a self-guided journal.
Oh.
Because that's something for like the teenagers. It's not just
a
blank book.
That's a good idea. Adults need journals. Journaling was one of the best things I ever got taught in when I did outpatient treatment for mental health was journaling every day.
Yeah.
It was one of the most therapeutic things I've ever done.
I like that a lot.
It was amazing.
No, I like that a lot.
I was going to say like a gratitude journal just because it can inspire.
Make you happy.
Yes.
Well, it reminds you to be what to be grateful for.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So something like that and like a really cool pen set just to like go with it.
Because you can do it in different colors. You can doodle. Some pages become
exactly.
artwork. Ooh, Danielle, you thoughtful. Mm-hmm.
We'll see you tonight. Bye.